The next podcast we are going to look at is jihad. Jihad is an important concept for Muslims. It refers to the struggling against evil, either as an individual or as the collective fellowship of Islam. Jihad requires Muslims to strive to improve themselves and societies in which they live in a way that God would approve of. The origins of jihad go back as far as the Prophet Muhammad, as the concept appears many times in the Quran and the Hadith. Some quotes from the Quran can help us with this. "This is my path leading straight, so follow it, and do not follow other ways. They will lead you away from it. This is what he commands you to do, so that you may refrain from wrongdoing." It also says, "But those who have believed, migrated, and striven for God's cause, it is they who can look forward to God's mercy. God is the most forgiving and merciful." There are two types of jihad: greater jihad and lesser jihad. Greater jihad is the personal inward struggle of all Muslims to live in line with the teachings of their faith. This means they must observe the five pillars of Islam, which bring them closer to God: the Shahada, Salah, Zakar, Sawm, and Hajj are five things that all Muslims must do. Muslims must devote their lives to God by avoiding such temptations and distractions such as drugs, alcohol, greed, and jealousy. It is very important for a Muslim to follow their five pillars. In all these ways, Muslims improve themselves spiritually and deepen their relationship with God. Lesser jihad. As the term lesser jihad suggests, it is considered less important than greater jihad, which Muslims believe is required every single moment of their lives. Lesser jihad is seen as an outward struggle to defend Islam from threat. In the early days of the faith, this was important when Muslims were being persecuted and they needed to protect their freedom to practice their faith. In the Quran, it says, "Surely Allah loves those who fight in his cause, in solid ranks as if they were one concrete structure." Fighting for a religious cause is sometimes referred to as a holy war. Some of the criteria for a holy war includes: it must only be declared by a fair religious leader, it cannot be used to make people to convert to Islam, it must be in response to a threat to the faith, it must not be used to gain territory or wealth, and it must be the last resort. As the above criteria suggests, neither lesser jihad or holy war should be used to justify terrorist acts whether or not there is a perceived threat to the faith. For Muslims, lesser jihad is essentially an important spiritual practice that brings them closer to God.